we, the faculty, last spring, and again the faculty this fall, do them the great favor of qualifying them in a way which I think would even satisfy Dr. Scare for the ministerium of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They have adamantly, except for about 11 men, refused even to meet with those called and ordained servants of the word in that place. They have said that they do this not only as a matter of conscience, although they've never really defined exactly what the conscience matter is, but certainly that makes it an ethical issue and judges the rest of us, certainly those remaining at 801 De Mun, as doing something wrong and sinful. But they have, beginning last spring, called it a confessional issue, which in the theology of Dr. Bertram and Dr. Schrader takes us right into the 10th article of the Formula of Concord, which, whether they know it or not, and I assume you know it because you say so, means that you are in statu confessionis. I believe that that act breaks the fellowship, even if the starting of an opposition seminary did not. You people don't have the Norwegian background I do, but the Norwegians are much worse scrappers than the Germans or Missourians ever were. When F.A. Schmidt and a few other Norwegians, one by the name of Kildall and a few others, started an opposition seminary in Northfield, Minnesota, Dr. Walther didn't wait a month or a year. He said immediately, "This breaks the fellowship." And it did. You just can't do certain things and not be divisive about it. Now, in answer to the question, we were directed, all of us in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, who have anything to do with the administration of any of our schools, not to do anything which would recognize the operation known as Seminex. For this reason, we really had no choice. I personally asked some of my good friends here on this campus who knew Seminex students to ask any of them that they thought might like to come on a personal basis, because we don't want to lose contact with you people at all. We hope that this hard-nosed activity that now you refuse to go back to 801 even for two quarters and call down judgment upon them isn't the opinion of every last one of you. We hope you're still willing to talk about this thing. And so we hope that you could come here, and we invited you in that way, and certainly gave you the privilege of talking, and we'd like to sit down and maybe talk with you a little more after the meeting. So that's the rationale. We did the best we could, and we hope that we can get together and meet again. But not if it means recognizing the legitimacy of a seminary which is in opposition to our church and our school and our sister institution, especially in St. Louis. Now, that's a kind of a handbookish way to end the thing. Can somebody maybe ask a pleasant question and get a real pleasant answer from everybody? Or shall we just adjourn? I think we will. Thank you very much for coming. I hope it's been a fairly decent day. I hope that next spring, if you St. Louis people are kind enough to invite us down, you will try to profit from whatever mistakes we've made. Maybe you'd like to get into smaller groups next time. Maybe you think we had too many speakers. Maybe you think the topic was not quite provocative enough, or maybe too provocative. I don't know. But be that as it may, we've enjoyed very much having you. We hope that this is the beginning of a very close relationship at all levels, faculty, students, boards of control, between our two schools. And I hope you'll all hang around and have a little talk before you go. Thank you very much.